Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Vayeshev, Erev Chanukah. Our learning should be in Tzchus. For Shemel from Baruch Tzvi Berfkei Vaad Yepesol Shochay Yisrael David Hanach Mordechai Befrei Simcha Besol Shochay Yisrael. Also for the Shloshim Lili Nishmas Daniela Sara Bas Eliezer Yisrael Halevi. The first idea comes to us from Rabbi Yochum Levovitz. Beautiful idea that he brings down a Das Torah. Positive Vayeshev Yaakov. And Yaakov said, and famously Rashi quotes the Medrash, that what does it mean Yaakov said? That after the whole thing with Lavan and Esav, he just wanted to be able to chill, be able to a little benachas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu famously says, is it not sufficient? Is it not enough for the tzaddikim, for the reward to come in the world to Olam Haba? They also want to live in serenity in this world. And then he brings this whole episode of Yosef Tzaddik. And as for Rav Yerucham, the question is, what was so wrong that Yaakov wanted to live in serenity? Yaakov didn't desire to live in serenity so he could watch Netflix and watch Hulu and watch the NFL Red Zone the entire day. He was using it because he wanted to be able to still learn Tashtai, be able to learn Torah, go closer to Hashem. What was so wrong with one Yaakov just not having to want it, just to be able to live benachas? Says Rav Yerucham a powerful idea. He says that at the end of the day, the purpose of this world is a person to always elevate themselves by passing numerous tests. And when a person doesn't have those tests, person is not growing. The goal of spiritual growth for ruchnius, is to grow from every situation. The Rabbeinu Shem gives us tests and challenges for us to be able to use them and grow from them. Every occurrence, says Rav Yerucham, in this world can make us a better person. So even of course Yaakov Avinu wasn't going to be able to learn, but the Yaakov Avinu that came out from going through this experience was a different Yaakov Avinu than someone who would just be able to learn and we'll just stop. Right, you go to a machine in the hospital. How do you know when someone is not alive? When it's flat. When it's going up and down, you have challenges. Things are going well, things are going hard, challenges, this and that. It means you're alive. That's the whole idea maybe of the machlokes between Beishamai, Beisol, and the Gemara and Shabbos. Most of a holich, we pass on like Beishamai. Most of a holich. A person always has to be increasing. As Rav Mordechai Shapiro says, as Rav Ephraim Shapiro calls his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, he's going to say this in Hallel, Yosef, when Hashem sees that a person wants to increase, Hashem Aleichem. Yosef, Hashem Aleichem. A person looking to grow, Yosef, Hashem Aleichem. Hashem says, I'm going to be next to you. A person is always going to be able to growing and be able to taking the challenge that goes in our lives, be able to grow. Beautiful idea from Rav Yerucham and Rabbi Shapiro. The second idea, I thought we would be very special to be able Erev Yutas Kislev, to quote an idea from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the pasuk says, "Lam Zayin Vav." Yomer Aleim, Yosef telling his brothers those dreams. Shimuna Cholam Azar Shachalam. To Yosef said to his brothers, "Please listen to the dream that I had." So the Rebbe says that there are two different stages. The two ideas over here about sheaves of grain are made up of individual stalks which grow discreetly from one another, each one its own groove. Binding them into its own sheaves symbolizes our first task in life, gathering together all of our capacities and talents, uniting them in the work of holiness. Once became a sheaf, we need to seek guidance and inspiration from a Joseph, from a Yosef, a spiritual leader. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, a beautiful insight. And maybe from the idea of the dreams, a person could be a sheaf. A person could be able to grow, you're growing, but you always have to make sure you find a Yosef. Meaning at the end of the day, a person is never done having a Rebbe. A person is never done having a role model. Like Rav Schechter said, Chag HaSmicha in Yeshiva in YU, and the one before, he said, just because you're getting Smicha doesn't mean you don't ask Shilas. And what are you saying, Roz? Just because you're getting Smicha doesn't mean you don't have to stop connecting to your Rebbe. To always be constantly connected to your Rebbe. That's what it's all about. Connecting yourself to someone who's on fire. That was the idea. We say this over a lot, but it's such a beautiful story. At the Gra and the Dibna Magad. The Dibna Magad was the famed student of the Gra, and he asked his Rebbe, how is it that a Rebbe gives over Yiddishkeit? You give over ideas, but how do you give over Yiddishkeit? Mamish, inspiration, connection to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So the Gra said, if you ever see a big grape juice cup, and sometimes what happens is you pour the cup and then you have little cups around it, and the little cups get what the overflow cup is. He says that a Rebbe's got to be an Koisi Revayo. A Rebbe's got to be constantly growing himself, and then the little cups will to get it from it. And a person was always there. You that little cup, you're always trying to nash from this Rebbe, nash from that Torah, from this website, from this and that. But that's what a person becomes growing closer to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's how what the Rebbe was saying. Just because you're a sheaf, now you still have to find the Yosef to be able to try to connect to. Beautiful idea of the Rebbe and the Vilna Goyim. The last three ideas actually happen to have a Ben Adam Lechaver Adai Tabithim. Here we go. Lamed Zayin Yudalev from the Tefer Shlomo of Adamsk. So we go into Sheni Vayomalo Lechna Reyes Shom Achacha Veshom Atzon Hashivinu Davar Shilchei Meyamech Chaver Vayovish Chema. What happens is that Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, go check in your brothers. Reyes Shalom Achacha. Says the Tefer Shlomo, what does this mean? Reyes Shalom Achacha. Says the Tefer Shlomo, the Radamsku Yaakov Avinu. What's the deeper idea here? He's saying that Yosef, go find the good in your brothers. You might not agree in everything in all your opinions, but go look for the good in your brothers. As the Tefer Shlomo says, Raki staka b'maylas chavero, look for the good in others, and then it'll all be good. Look for the good in others. And actually, I saw a beautiful idea from the Or Chaim, which doesn't really connect to the Achdus idea, but it says, what's this good of Hashiveni Dover? And then you should bring me back word, Hashiveni Dover. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says on that pasuk, he says that Yaakov Avinu was giving him Shliach Mitzvah to be able to go do a mitzvah, but also tell me, come back, tell me what you found. You're going to be a Shliach Mitzvah when you come back to me as well. So he really gave him this idea of being a Shliach Mitzvah going, Shliach Mitzvah going back. But says it to Tefer Shlomo that the whole idea is that he was trying to tell Yosef, you might not agree, but at the end of the day, understand, look for the good in your brothers. And that's exactly why the next pasuk, or really in Tezayin, Yomer es achaya nochi mevakish, he tells the Malach Gavriel, I'm looking for my brothers. And says the Torah of us, of Avram of Solonim, es achai anoichi. He says, what does it mean, es achai anoichi? He says that you want to know gita anoichi Hashem lakacha. First, it's got to be achai. Es achai. You care for your brothers. You care for each other. Something happens to a neighbor down the street, someone you don't know. You want to know how to serve the Rabbeinu Shem? Anoichi. That's what it's all about. When you care about your brothers and sisters, Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, doesn't matter, religious, not religious, Pittsburgh, Shabbos, driving to Shabbos, this and that. Asachai, you want to get to Anoichi? Asachai, first care about your brothers. Beautiful idea of the Tver. Shlomo Rei, Shlomo Achacha, look for the good in your brothers. And it says the Rav Avram of Slonim. At the end of the day, you want to come to Anoichi, first to be Achai. And we see this idea two more times in the rest of the Parsha. Sometimes at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shem sends me the same lesson, just a different psukim. So we know this whole thing with Yehuda and Tamar. So this Lamed Ches Chav Hey, who motzeis v'hishalcha el chamel lemor, she's being taken out to be killed. And she sends out her word to her father, lemor, li'isha sharlo, anochi horo v'toymer, hakir na lemiachos, semes apsil abata ha'ila. Recognize, if you please, whoever this thing, the Japanese staff, says the Maral Diskin. Why is this Lashon of, hishacha el chamel lemor, anochi horo v'toymer, what's this Lashon of lemor v'toymer? It seems to be like a double Lashon of saying, she said this and that. What's going on over here? Says the Maral Diskin, that Tamar, even though she was about to be killed, and even though she was ready to be wiped off the map, what did she do? She had the idea to be sensitive, to make sure Yehuda wouldn't be embarrassed. What did she do? She sends two different messengers. The first messenger was Li'isha Asher Ela Lo Anochi Hara, to be able to know to the person that I'm pregnant. The second messenger was to know about whose it was. Meaning, he says that in the piece of the Maral Diskin, he says that each messenger didn't know the other messenger's message. One of them knew one thing, the other one knew the other one thing, and she did it in such a discreet manner that each messenger didn't even know what was going on. And only Yehuda would have known. And that's exactly what says the Maral Diskin. And all this was that she wouldn't be Mevayesh Yehuda. That she wouldn't embarrass Yehuda. That's the extent that Tamar was going to be able to go. The amount of sensitivity and care of kindness, like we heard from, we just had a shloshim for Mrs. Rejer. Aleha Shalom. She used to make different tests for different kids. You know, I'm a teacher. We see how hard that is to make three different tests for all your classes. To really hone in on every kid. To not make sure that they feel good about themselves. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what Tamar says. Dafka Yehuda lists Lamar or Tomar, because there are different messages, two different messengers, because she wanted to make sure Yehuda wouldn't be embarrassed. The fifth and final idea really connects to the same thing as well. We know the whole thing, the whole show there with Yosef and Potiphar's wife. She's trying to seduce him. If you look in Perek Lamites, Pasuk, Yud Beis, Spaseya Bebigdo Lemor, Shech Vami, please sit with me, Vayazov, Bebigdo Lemor, Vayanas, Vayatse Chutze. He left his clothing there, Vayanas, and he ran, Vayatse Chutze, and he went outside. It says the Sfarno, what's his Vayanas? He ran, Vayatse Chutze. And once he was outside, he left. Says the Sfarno, he ran out of the room, but once he got outside, it was la'ato bilti tenua nisa. Shelo yishalei amalicha la'kitanos, right? What would have happened if Yosef let her left the house? What would have happened? People see Yosef running, running for his life. They would have said, Yosef, what are you doing? Why are you running? He didn't want to attract attention. You see someone running out of a building, of course you're going to attract attention. Yosef, even though he knew that this person was doing the wrong thing, and he had such a yitzhar, and he mamish ran away, but once he got outside, he did it in a very sensitive way. He did it to make sure that she wouldn't be embarrassed. What an incredible insight, sensitivity and care from all these three ideas. Maybe we can say that's the whole idea of Chanukah. The whole idea of Chanukah is to be able to see the Or in the world. It's very easy to see the Choshech. But try to see a little Or. Try to see the positive light in others. Try to see the positive light in their Baruch Hashem. Let's just review these five ideas. First idea is Reuchem Levav. What was so wrong with Yaakov, you know, just wanting to daven and to learn? Why did Chazal go after him, but just to be able to relax? He wasn't relaxing just watching the NFL highlights. Because he says at the end of the day, he says, Reuchem, a person is in this world to grow closer to their Baruch Hashem. And the only way to be able to go through their Baruch Hashem, to go closer, is damage through challenges. And go through setbacks. And that's what Yaakov Avinu needed. He needed that. Because the same Yaakov Avinu wasn't the same Yaakov Avinu who just been able to learn Torah in the Beis Midrash. So he needed those things to be able to keep him growing closer to their Baruch Hashem. That's Moisev, Aholich, that's Beis Hillel's. That's whole Beis Hillel's essence. Every single night of Chanukah, we're adding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Always, we constantly have to be trying to go closer to their Baruch Hashem. That was the idea from the Rav Ephraim Shapiro, says from his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro. Yosef, if you're looking to go, Hashem Aleichem. Hashem says, I'm going to be with you. Lavitch Rebbe says exactly, what was Yosef telling the brothers? So the Rebbe said, not the push-up shot, but once a person becomes a sheaf, you become a chash of a thing, first you have to also make sure you have a Yosef, to someone you're always looking for guidance to. Never look trying to see that you're done. Like Rav Shechter told us at Chag HaSmicha, just because you're getting Smicha, that doesn't mean that you don't have a Rebbe. Constantly trying to connect yourself to Har Sinai, to have a Rebbe. The Gura told the Dumna Magen to be that Koisir Yervayo, that overflowing cup. Tefer Shlomo says, Lama Zayin Yidal, Ra'i Shalom Achecha. Yaakov was telling Yosef, go search out the peace of your brothers. And he was saying, look for the good in others. As the Rabbi Nachman says, Reish Pebez, look for the good in others. The Rechai Mekadosh even says, V'hashivei Nidavar, make sure to come back to me and tell me the good words. Tell me what you found. Because he wanted to tell me, your shlich mitzvah going, your shlich mitzvah coming back. That's the whole essence of the idea, and that's the two psukim later in the Tez Zayin, Esachai Anochi. You want to get to Anochi first, Esachai. First, make sure that you're very careful about the Malchavero, as Tamar was. As says Rav Yishuv Leib Diskin, that's what's the lashon of Lemar Tamar and Lamed Ches Chav Hey. She sent two different messengers to make sure that Yehuda wouldn't be embarrassed. One person got the message. One person got the shlichas to her father-in-law, but no one knew both of those things besides her and Yehuda to make sure that she wouldn't be embarrassed. And that's exactly why Sfarno says Yosef in Lamates Tezvav. First he ran and then he went outside because he stopped running once he got outside because at the end of the day he didn't want to cause embarrassment to Ashes Potiphar. And maybe we could say the Chazal tell us that this whole thing of Yehuda and Tamar is next to Yosef. There's different reasons why it's all Yosef and Potiphar, but maybe we could say that there's another deeper connection because both of them focus really on the essence of being careful with the Ben Adam, the Chaver, to always look for the good and the light in the world. It's very easy to look for the Choshech, but look for the menorah in the world, look for the light in the world, look for the light in each other. And to constantly always trying to grow from our challenges, to always growing in our lives, to be able to find the Rebbe who's looking always to grow, help us grow. To be able to make sure, always look for the good in others. To be able to make sure, Chas Hashem, not never to do it, whatever we can, never to embarrass someone. And if we do this, we'll be Zoch, to always see the light in our lives and throughout the world. Good Shabbos and a happy early Lichtech of Chanukah. Shkoich.